grew up with a family that music was just everywhere. And I think where I received a lot of my joy was listening to so many Black artists.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm KUOW arts and culture reporter Mike Davis, and that is Kataka Korn. They're playing Dorothy in the Fifth Avenue Theater's upcoming production of The Wiz.
I was in shock when I found out, and I remained in shock for like a good couple of months because everyone would like bring it up to me, and I'm like, yes, that happened. And I think part of that is because my original debut was meant to be Shrek here at the Fifth in 2020, and unfortunately that was canceled, and a few other debuts I was supposed to have were canceled. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to believe it until I see it. Until we get into that rehearsal room, this is not happening. And then here we are in the middle of tech. We are opening very soon and it's really happening. So I think I'm still in shock a little bit, but I'm just so excited that it's happening.
I remember seeing The Wiz when it was produced by the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute when I was a kid. Back then, the summer teen musical was a must-see for youth in Seattle. In fact, my brother played a tornado, and he had a role where he spun in circles on stage. From its earliest off-Broadway performances in 1974 to the movie with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson in 1978, all the way to modern-day TV and Broadway productions, The Wiz has been famous for featuring Black voices telling a uniquely Black story. And this year, the Fifth Avenue Theater is bringing The Wiz to Seattle with a new twist. This will be the Fifth Ave's first all-Black production. The Fifth Ave invited me to a rehearsal where I got a chance to have a sneak peek at this new production.
So a couple of things. We have visitors.
Should
we talk about our visitors?
KUOW.
I could feel the energy from the actors as I entered their space. All those Black and brown faces. They laughed and they joked before rehearsal, but as soon as the music started, they locked in and crisply performed Brand New Day. For director and choreographer Kelly Foster Warder, this production is a chance to grow the theater space.
I always look at diversity, equity, inclusion as additive. We're building a bigger table. So we're not replacing people, we're building a bigger table, which means we're making more room.
Kelly, the Wiz has a very, very iconic history in all communities, but specifically the Black community. What does it mean for you to be a part of this project?
It means everything to be a part of this project, frankly. I grew up in the 70s, I was a little girl in the 70s, and so the Wiz, Diana Ross, Stephanie Mills, Andre DeShields, who was the Wiz in the original, the Broadway, the movie. It's just everything. It's my childhood. The soundtrack was on, like we listened to Luther Vandross, we listened to the Wiz, like we listened to Michael Jackson. Like, so it was a huge part of my growing up, my life, who I am as a Black woman in this crazy world we're being in. So I love the Wiz, and to be able to be here and put it together with this amazing team of artists is... I think people say dream come true a lot, but actually, right? In my first dance recital, one of my very first dance recitals, the song I danced to was Ease On Down the Road. Like, I have been waiting forever to do The Wiz.
With The Wiz comes the conversation of Black joy, and I feel like that's kind of, I don't want to say a buzzword, but it's on our minds these days, and that's what I keep hearing in the arts everywhere. How will Black joy be represented in this play?
Well, it's represented in the room. We're trying to bring it every day. It's a joyful group of folks, but we are at work and we are feeling the weight of what it is to have the first all-Black show on the stage at the Fifth Avenue. And so we want to bring the joy, but we also know that it means something, that it's impactful to be a part of this for this community and for the Fifth Avenue as well. The show intentionally shows us the history of Black folks in this country. And so as you watch, you'll see representations of slavery, of the Great Migration North, of sort of the struggle to find where we fit. That's in the story, but What I am seeking to tell is how each person in this story finds their freedom, just as we are continuing as Black Americans and BIPOC Americans, and really all Americans, to continue to find our way to real freedom. And so when Dorothy starts off, she's unsure, she doesn't know who she wants to be, where she fits, and as she goes, she helps each person find their freedom. The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Lion are all in bondage to something, right? And so we are finding our joy each step of the way as we free another person, another character, and a whole people. By the time we get to No Bad News, which is another song I bet people know, Eveline has kept these people enslaved to her, which we often do to each other, right? Hurt people, we think that's Eveline. But when they are freed, it's a celebration like no other. And so we think that's what that's about. And there is joy in that journey and so much joy in the freedom.
And I heard you say that this is the first all-Black production at the Fifth Avenue Theater. I wasn't aware. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what it means to you to be a part of that?
It is wild. This is the first all-Black production at the Fifth Avenue. And across the country, that's starting to happen. There are institutions that have been around for a long time doing good work, trying to make space. But in the last few years, they've realized that there's much more to do. And some theaters, like the Fifth Avenue, are taking that work really seriously. And so to be a part of the first time that Black folks that are really the backbone of theater, we've been writing it, the music that you hear in musical theater has been inspired by Black folks, the dances that you see in musical theater. So I feel really grateful that they trusted me, and I'm trying to earn and deserve that trust every day. But across the country, we are seeing that there is more room for more stories.
I love that. I love that. Now, how much of the original Wiz, the music, the sounds, are we going to get here? Like, is this going to be fully transformed, or are we going to get some of the original elements?
We get the real deal. The Wiz is already a wonderful piece of art and music. We don't have to transform it because it's already transformational. I think what folks might be familiar with is the movie, and we are doing the Broadway show, so there are differences between the movie and the Broadway show, but we try to pay homage to the whole history of the Wiz. And so Ease On Down the Road, the song Believe is in the show, Home. So those iconic songs that everyone knows, people are going to get. There's a Scarecrow, there's a Lion, there's a Tin Man, there's Dorothy, and you might see a little Toto too.
Come on.
I heard some name drops in there, but one name that I didn't hear was Quincy Jones, and he was associated with the original, and he's from Seattle, and we are in Seattle. What's up?
Failed Quincy Jones. I'm sorry, Quincy Jones. You didn't finish your sentence because I was sorry.
No, that's fine. I just want to know, are there any connections to Seattle that will be in this play?
We got a couple ad libs or two in there, but I think what you'll see is that most of our cast is from here. This is where they live, this is where they work, this is where they spend their lives, and we wanted to make sure that this community was represented on the stage. Often, the Fifth Avenue has the great opportunity to bring folks from New York, bring a tour, bring whatever. This is a Seattle show. There's a few of us that call ourselves honorary Seattleites, but the people on the stage, they are from here, and they love it here, and they're part of this community.
So you're the director and the choreographer. Typically, that's two very separate roles. That will be a partnership that comes together. How was it for you managing both of those roles at the same time?
Well, we have a team of people. There's a large team, stage management, associate director, associate choreographer, music director, associate music director. So we have a team of folks. So it's not me alone in a room trying to do anything. That would never work. But what's great about The Wiz is that the scenes flow right into the music so seamlessly. And there's so much dance in this show that we hope the dance is a part of the storytelling. Whenever I choreograph, whether I'm the choreographer or the choreographer and director, I want the dance to be advancing the story. And so in this show, because there's so much movement, it felt like a smooth transition from scene to dance. But I only can do it because I have amazing teams and partners and cast. We all work together. I approach being a director and a choreographer with the attitude that I have a whole bunch of partners in the room. I'm not going home and playing with paper dolls. There are artists on this stage, so I simply am sort of the like support system to help them bring their very best to the place. And when you approach it like that, when as a partnership and teammates, and I'm just there to hold them up, it's a really amazing spot to be in. And I try to give people space to be artists as best I can. I'm just laying out a groundwork, and then they jump in and bring the juice, bring the sauce, and they bring a lot of good, spicy, hot, whatever kind of sauce you like, it's in the show.
The Wiz, or maybe I should say The Wizard of Oz, has scared a lot of children. Will this play be child-friendly? Can we bring the families?
Yes, we have to bring the families. I remember when I was young, my sister was so afraid of the flying monkeys that we had to turn off the TV. And that was when you only got to see stuff when it was playing on TV. There was no Netflix. So when she would turn it off, I was like, this is my one time a year to see the show. And little Kasha is afraid of the flying monkeys. Our flying monkeys are gorgeous to look at, a little bit intense, but I don't think they're going to scare anyone. At the same time, the truth is, in every fairy tale, there is a little hint of danger. That's where the stakes come from. And so I think the whole family can come. They're going to have fun. They might have a little jump. But in the end, it's the joy they're going to come away with.
I love that. If you had to give our audiences one reason to come and see this play, what would it be?
One is hardly fair. I can think of a few.
Okay, you can cheat.
It's not cheating. It's just the truth, right? I think the number one reason to come see the show, actually, is to support these artists, to support the idea of this show being put at the Fifth, and to honor what we all need right now, which is connection. What we've all been through the last few years with the pandemic and with the racial reckoning across the country, this has been a challenging time, and we have not been able to be together in a way that helps us to move past this moment. Theater and performing arts brings people together from all walks of life to celebrate and to experience a story and empathy. That's why you have to come. We need to come together. If we want to get through this moment, we need the arts to show us the way. We got to be together. So come just because you need it. But then also come because it's jobs, it's work, it's the economy. Come downtown, eat at a restaurant. This is people's work and livelihood. And in this community, this wonderful theater community of Seattle, we need audience, we need each other. So come for that. And then frankly, just come because it is a good darn time. They are dancing, singing, and acting their faces off.
While Kelly has memories of the original production in the 70s, Kataka Korn's memories of The Wiz, like my own, are much more contemporary. Their first encounter with The Wiz came in high school and using music from the production in auditions. Now, they're playing Dorothy at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Kataka says this production gives them the opportunity to represent their hometown.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Arlington, Washington, so this is home for me. But yeah, I've been working in Seattle through the years, so this is like home to me as well, even though I was, you know, brought up further north. This is home.
What is your connection with The Wiz? When is the first time you've seen it or became aware? Was it in your childhood?
Honestly, it was not. I don't think I actually saw The Wiz up until I was in high school. Granted, I'm only 22 now, so not too long ago. But when I started introducing, I've been familiar with the music. And, you know, as a performer, I've used some of those songs to audition with. So I was like, okay, I have to figure out where these songs are originating from. So I watched the movie. As well as the live version. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so wild. And it's actually one of my favorite movies now. So I will watch The Wiz on repeat, absolutely. But yeah, it is so iconic and so enjoyable. And I want people to just have a good laugh and have a good cry during the show. It is an absolute roller coaster, but it's so much fun.
Now, I heard through the grapevine that you have a beautiful singing voice. Can you tell us just a little bit about the songs? Is it fun? What are we going to see? What can we expect?
Yeah, it is so much fun. We have an amazing music director, S. Renee, who is amplifying the excellence of this music. So it's a little bit of rock, it's a little bit of blues, gospel. It's everything you could want in a show.
That is such a great answer. I have to ask too, you know, The Wiz has always been linked to Black Joy. What can you tell me about what it means to be a part of that play and how, like, what joy will we get from this play?
It is so much about Black joy, and I think combining all of our lived experiences and unlived experiences into one, that we get to relate to each other on and off stage, and I think the audience can kind of watch us go through this journey from the beginning to the end, and no matter how you identify, I feel like you can relate to it in so many of those different struggles to some extent. And I think that's what makes it so beautiful and relatable. But yeah, I mean, and we have to be so understanding of each other and each other's experiences, and lived and unlived. So yeah, it really is just, it's a big family. Honestly, it's just a big family on stage. So that's what's really cool about it.
I have a question, and I was thinking about this. So I didn't see, like, the Broadway version of The Wiz. I seen the movie. I seen a version here. But are you going to be on stage with a live animal? Like, are you going to have a little dog on stage with you?
I will be having a live animal. Her name is Nessa. Shout out to Nessa and Tyler. Thank you. yeah, so I will have a dog on stage. How it's written, The Wiz, doesn't need Toto on stage throughout the entire show like The Wizard of Oz does, but Nessa will have a feature in the beginning where I am chasing her around and trying to have fun, and then she will also come say hi at the very end as well when I get back home.
Is there a particular song that you can give us that we should listen for you to sing?
Oh, I will ask that you stay through the end of the show to hear Home and all of the excellence from the beginning. It just starts off with a bang and it ends with a bang.
Suddenly my world's kind of changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet
outside of playing a role that was held by Diana Ross, there is another reason Kataka is so excited about this opportunity. They currently work as a teacher for KidStage, a youth program at the Village Theater in Everett. Kataka is excited to have students from their class come and see them as the lead in The Wiz.
It means so much to me because I feel like a lot of my students get to see themselves on stage, to see a Black person, and get to see different shades and shapes of Black on stage, and to say that that is valid and there is pride in that. I love to show that what I'm doing is possible and that it can be fun, and it's also a struggle, but like, you can power through. Like, everything that I am learning and experiencing, I get to share with them basically in real time. So it's quite an honor to get to do that.
For Kataka's students and for all the kids in the audience, this production will be a chance to bring that experience of Black joy to a new generation. I'm Mike Davis, and you're listening to Soundside on KUOW. Thanks for listening to Soundside,
Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM in Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.